Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Emily. Good, thank you. How are you? Are you? Yeah, unfortunately, COVID helped jack up the prices for everything, and yeah, so it is quite a bit more expensive. Yeah, that's all right. No, so the microchipping includes the anesthetic, and that's 180 for the microchipping, and yeah, including the anesthetic and pain relief, because as you know from experience, quite a big needle, and our consultation's 179. Yeah, and then 180 for the microchipping. Yeah, no, it doesn't change. Yep, so it's 180 if you've got a macaw or if you've got a budgie. First available is tomorrow. I can do morning or afternoon, and then I've got throughout the week as well. Yeah, okay. So I can do a 9:30, or I've got a what have we got here? I can do a 10:30. Not based on our scheduling, we just sort of got to do it around that. I could do a 10 past 10. Yeah, of course, no worries at all. I'll grab your details because we haven't seen you before, have we? No, that's all good. Yeah. Of course. No, that's all good. Now, what was your first name? And your surname? I am F for Freddy. Yep. And what's your email address? Now, is that LYNNE? Okay, perfect. Good thing I checked. And 1979? Yep. Cool. Wonderful. And the number you're calling from, is this your best request? Alrighty, I'll just jot that one down. Ending in 606. Yeah, so look, ours is 45 and it's up to the vet's discretion. Usually they will charge it in larger birds, but it's usually 45 for the wing tripping, and that's, yeah, they can do it at the time of the consultation as well. Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. We can also tape them for you, which does the same sort of thing without, like, actually trimming the wings. So that's another thing that we could do. It's literally just putting a bit of tape on those primary flight feathers that we would usually cut to prevent them from getting lift. That one, though, I don't think we would charge you for that. You can have it. Yeah. I just trust and having to do those trust exercises, new house, new people and everything. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's also other trust exercises that you can do, and we can talk to you about that tomorrow at your consultation. Now, what's your home address? Sorry, what was the... Cornlands. Perfect, got you there. Alrighty. Now, what is this little one's name? Oh. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Oh, cute. Yeah. That's very cute. Now, is he DNA sex to male? Okay, perfect. And how old is he? Wonderful. Okie dokie. Yeah, and his DNA sex, just so I can pop it on his file, and we'll pop it on his microchip as well. Oh, did they give you a certificate? Ah, they love to say that. No, that's all. Yeah. It was DNA sexed. Alrighty. No worries. Yeah. No. That's not a problem. Alrighty. Well, we will see him tomorrow. 10 past 10. Just don't give him any soft fruits or veggies or any soft foods in the morning because of the anesthetic. They can regurgitate afterwards and it's an aspiration risk. So just no soft foods in the morning. Alrighty. Oh, trying to feed you. That's lovely. Yeah. No, this one's an aspiration risk post the anesthetic. So it's, yeah, really important. Pardon? Your pellets is fine, yeah. And because you'll be seeing us so early in the morning as well, you can remove his water as well just for the travel. Alrighty. That's okay. We will see you tomorrow. That's right, bye.